Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Lamed Bechoros 30, and today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses a brisa where a person wants to join a community or a specific religious level of community, but doesn't want to accept it entirely. So says our Gemara, Habala Kabal Divrei Chaveros, if a person wants to become a Chaver, which is somebody who's generally believed about the level of Taharos, believed about the ritual purity of certain foods, however they want to do it, Chutz mi davar achid, there's one thing that they don't want to accept, which the Gemara discusses what that is. Emekablin also, we don't accept such a person. We don't say that they are believed under this about taharos. Secondly, the Gemara discusses, what about the following situation? Ovi kochavim shabala kabal divrei Torah chutz mi davar achid. Idolater comes and they say, we want to accept the Torah. We want to become Jewish, except for one thing. Emekablin also, we don't accept this person. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says, afilu diktuk echad midivrei sofrim. Even if the person accepts the Torah except for one diktuk, one small reference from rabbinic law, midivrei sofrim, which Rashi here says, what is that? Rashi says that is a stringency, a rabbinic stringency. If a person does all of these things except for one rabbinic stringency, we don't accept him. So too, Chen ben Levi, shebala kabal divrei levia, a Levite who comes to say, I'll be a Levite, meaning to say, I'll sing and I'll serve in the temple and I'll guard the gate, and a Kohen Shabbat, a Kabbal Divrei Kohuna, and a Kohen who comes to serve as a Kohen, Chutz Midavar Echad, with the exception of one matter, Eim Kabbal Nosa. We don't accept him to be serving in the temple. As it states, Hamakr V'Stama Shlamim, one who brings the blood of the Shlamim and the Chelev from the children of Aaron, that person. And the verse implies Avoda Hamesuro of Ne Aaron, that this is a service that was given to the children of Aaron. And Kol Kohen She'eno Modeba, and a Kohen who does not admit to the entirety, who doesn't accept the entirety, Eino Chilk B'Kuhuna, does not have a portion in the Kuhuna. So going back to this idea that the concept is that an idolater, according to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, who accepts the entire Torah except for one inference from the rabbis, such a person is not accepted. So there's a couple of doubts which arise about this. So one is, what is the law with respect to a convert who did not accept one matter? Do we say that even after the fact, b'diavad, okay, we understand that according to Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda that we don't accept this person, but what about after the fact? Do we say that the conversion was good, or do we say it's disqualified even b'diavad, or do we say that this is only l'chatchila, that only ideally we're not allowed to accept him under these circumstances? However, after the fact, we would say it's okay. So about this, there's a dispute between the Beis Yitzchak, who says that it's not a conversion at all. It's not a conversion. So therefore, he says we should not accept such a conversion. And on the other hand, there's the position of the Igros Moshe, who seems to be what's called stringent here, not lenient. Lenient is not accepting the convert, but it's actually stringent, because then you're saying the convert has to obey all the laws of Judaism as though they are a convert. And so therefore, that is the position that Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to take. As Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Igros Moshe, he says that we learn from the expression "ein mikablin" that this implies that this is that we don't accept, and this implies that this is only lichatchila. That's ideally the case, meaning to say, if a person doesn't accept one thing from the Torah, we don't accept him lichatchila. And so therefore, it's more logical to say that b'di'eved, it is accepted. Ex post facto, it is accepted. And he proves this from Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, who says if he didn't accept one thing from the rabbis, we don't accept him. And it's logical to say that obviously the conversion takes effect, because since a person accepts upon himself all of the laws of the Torah, which includes the idea that you're not allowed to disobey the rabbis, this person certainly needs to be considered, biblically speaking, a convert. And so therefore, it's not logical that the sages will uproot his biblical conversion because this person has disregarded one aspect of rabbinic law. And so therefore, the Gemara should have said, if indeed we weren't even accepting him b'di'evad, the Gemara should have said, we are uprooting his conversion. From the fact that they just said, we don't accept him, it means that l'chatchila, ideally we don't accept him, but b'di'evad, we do accept him. And so therefore, the conversion would take effect. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Yoredei Achel Kimmel Simen Kuvav Os Alf, although it's possible that Rav Moshe changed his mind later on. The Achiezer discusses a woman who wants to convert with the intention of marrying him. And the law, according to Yevamos 24b, is that a person who wants to convert with the intention of marrying, that ideally we don't do it. However, bidyavadi, the conversion is valid. And so therefore, at first glance, we would say that if this was their intent, we should disqualify the conversion on the basis of our sugya that says if a person wants to convert with the exception of one thing, we don't accept such a person. So why is such a conversion valid bidyavad? So the Achiezer says that we should draw a distinction, that we shouldn't learn from our sugya to disqualify the conversion, because there's a distinction between somebody who doesn't want to accept something and somebody who wants to accept it, however, they know that they're going to violate something because of l'teavon, meaning to say there's a distinction between somebody who absolutely refuses to accept something and between somebody who accepts something but they know they're going to violate the law anyway. And so therefore, this is the point. The point is that if the person says, I don't accept it, then we would say that the conversion, then we don't accept him. But if a person says, look, I accept it, but I know I'm going to violate it, then according to this reading of the Achiezer, we would seem to say we should accept it. However, later commentaries on the Achiezer say, no, it's if it's for sure that they're going to violate it, if it's a umdina, the mukhacha, that it's for sure that they're going to violate such a law, then we say then it's even beyond that. And so then someone would say that we for sure should not accept the conversion at all on the basis of that Achiezer. Even though the Achiezer seems to be saying that even if a person's coming and they're saying we're going to violate it, that we're going to say that is just l'teavon and maybe they should be accepted. Others disagree with that Achiezer and say no, we should still not accept the conversion under those circumstances.